So today I want to reflect on a discussion I had with someone I know who has taken bodhisattva vows, which means that he's committed to being of benefit to all beings as part of his life and his goals and aspirations. And I was asking him for advice on how to most effectively give money away for a matching donation to nonprofits, or my workplace has a matching donation program and I've got some money left. And I know that in the social impact sector, it's common to think about how do we measure impact, how do we analyze, you know, making the most effective impact and being very analytical about it. So I was really interested to hear his answer on how to approach making an impact as from the point of view of a person committed to doing good in the world. And he said to the effect, something like this, that it's not about measuring impact, because at some level that's, you know, difficult or impossible, and you can, that's debatable. We could debate it a long time. So the point is that generosity, to first notice that having the opportunity to cultivate generosity, the opportunity to do good, is itself a gift. And I think what is like so much of a gift about it is that the opportunity to cultivate generosity is an opportunity to open the heart. And in our culture, we're so often focused on developing the mind and analyzing and optimizing that we forget that developing the heart is also important. And I like to think of developing the mind in meditation is kind of like, you know, how we have hands. So, brief digression. The hand can do so many things. We have opposable thumbs. We have the ability to hold a baby, to make a painting, to change a tire, to conduct a symphony, to do all these different things with our hands. And just like that, the mind is a similar quality, that we are able to cultivate attention and awareness and all these different states of mind and positive qualities like generosity and forgiveness and patience, or you know, loving kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity. These are all things that can be cultivated intentionally, like we can learn to play the violin or change a diaper or change a tire. And so with this in mind, the idea of generosity becomes more interesting, because it's not about trying to optimize some one variable that we can't really measure, if we need to figure out the end goal or the ultimate impact that it has in the world with the money that we donate, but seeing generosity differently as a way to cultivate the heart at a very deep level. And I know we hear about this on retreats, to give money to the teacher or whatever, but I really do think that something shifted for me today in this discussion, because I got this felt sense that really it is about the joy of offering what we're able to offer. And in that joy, we're more interested in doing that more often. So the idea of trying to optimize for donating something to some high impact cause or whatever is, it sends missing the point, that it's not about optimizing, it's about cultivating. And the idea that as we cultivate, take joy in the cultivation practice of opening and ripening and developing the heart, that we might do it more often. So what's enjoyable, we want to repeat it. So then generosity becomes not an act, but a habit, as to paraphrase, you know, we think, we become, we do more and more often, we do it, it becomes natural. And that generosity in this way is not, you know, an optimizing, you know, mathematical calculation in the abstract, but a very felt, real quality that becomes part of our being and the way we see the world, and then we were able to shine that outwards and how that radiates and impacts others in a beautiful, positive way. And that's so much more than the dollar amount, or even than it's dollars at all. It could be the gift of your attention, because in a world, you know, where attention is so precious, we only have this time on this planet, or we have, you know, so many hours in the day, the gift of attention or volunteering or whatever it is takes on this really newly radiant, full quality that has so much more aliveness in it that it's worth celebrating.